LaPorte Mayor Tom Dermody joins the Morning Mayhem Show every Tuesday. Joe Happel here as well, and I guess it's time to get on with it, isn't it, Joe?
Yes, it is. We're going to stump him.
And now, Spoon River Media, 96.7 The Eagle, and the Morning Mayhem Show presents Stump the Mayor. With today's question for the mayor of LaPorte, Tom Dermody, here's Joe.
All right, Tom, you ready?
I am not ready, but I am ready.
Come on, big talker. All right. One of the oldest stations in the nation was WRAF right here in LaPorte, Indiana. And it was founded by Charles Middleton of the LaPorte Radio Club. He owned that. And he held it right here in his house. He built the broadcasting equipment himself. He also was the first to start putting on the Lutheran church services on the radio, the sports, things like that. Now, he did it out of his house. And I'll give you a hint.
Oh, no.
I'll give you a hint, Tom.
Where was the house?
The house was on Michigan Ave, but it's no longer there.
Ooh.
But where it is now a municipal building.
Where is the question?
Yeah.
Where?
What municipal building is where his house used to be? And it's on Michigan Ave.
Is it 801 Michigan Ave?
That's not really your answer, is it, Tom? I'm hoping
because
for
there's
you.
Two buildings.
So you're remember, saying, Tom, it was in a residential area. I'm trying
the
to
police
help.
Station.
Yeah.
Yes. High five. I thought. That's why I said I wanted to make sure it wasn't 801 Michigan. No love out of you. I'm one day closer.
I'm letting you guys have at it. I'm just the guy filling in here.
Yeah.
I'm the trained monkey bar on the board.
Joe and Tom, baby. What a team it
nice
is.
Job.
Where are you, Dennis?
what's our score now? 8-7.
8-7.
Yeah.
Who's leading?
Dennis.
Oh.
For one more week.
So that's what I'm trying to
coming down to the wire.
Yeah. So that I thought that was pretty cool. And that station went on. They had bands come on there that ended up going up into Chicago. It was a pretty big deal. WRAF.
And I'll tell you, the police station, the police officers will tell you that building has reached its, we have maximized its efforts over the many years, and that building has just about reached its limit.
Wow.
Yes. So maybe we can put a radio station back in there.
It was at 1210 Michigan Ave.
I'm loving Joe right now.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. I never knew that. The only time where you station I remember is this one.
And that's all I remember too.
WLOI was the first one, then WCOE was second. I never knew.
1948.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. WLOI, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Where's and Dennis? Can he hear us?
This was, he's probably listening. He's hoping you listen.
What's up, Dennis? I'm coming for you,
no
baby.
No emails, no text, but yeah, he's probably listening.
This was in the 20s that I believe it was that he started that, which was pretty cool that he did it out of his house. 1923.
And look where you are today.
April 12th, 1923, And after he broadcast, he read a story from a radio magazine, and afterwards he asked, hey, if anybody can hear me, let me know, because he didn't know if it worked or not.
Well, true.
And nobody could call, right?
Probably didn't. Well, they have phones, or was it all like
four-digit number? Yeah, they had phones in the 20s.
You had to ring the operator?
Yeah, you had to ring, what's her name, on Mayberry.
Oh, jeez.
Get your pocket watch out.
Yeah, so pretty cool.
Neat.
All right, I'm alive for one more week.
Definitely.
Dennis will be back in the seat. So what are we going to talk about next week?
You choose, Tom.
Okay, so what haven't we talked about?
Last week was sports.
Did we talk about Sunflower Fair?
How about famous presidents in LaPorte, Indiana?
How about telephones?
In LaPorte?
Yeah.
Telephones in LaPorte.
There was a really cool thing that happened in LaPorte about telephones.
You got it.
All right.
We used them?
Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
8-8.
And it made national news.
Really? Oh, really?
I'll give you that hint.
Wow, she's getting good at these teasers,
she
too.
She is.
Wow.
All right, I'm ready, but don't tell Dennis I have a teaser. So, yes, if you'd like to talk about it, I know I get this opportunity to tell you all the good. Sunflower Fest is coming, and we are excited. That is really an event. I know we had a great time at Lake Fest, but Sunflower people love. There's going to be a Friday Night Light. Again, you know, if you remember the first round we had with the band Middle of the Road, which played under Spike and the Spitwads, we're coming back with a little event, music on Friday. Then you've got Saturday, the Sunflower Fest, and then On the Avenue, I think they're calling it, Saturday night. So a full event. And, as you talk about COVID, we get a lot of questions. Where can I get tested? Vaccines. You know, we're trying to, our goal is to continue to live our lives this round. We learned a lot last year. It's a balance, and sometimes it's tough. Are we putting people in danger? But this isn't going to go away anytime soon. So how can we provide as many options for those that want it, from vaccinations, COVID testing, and allowing people to live their life, still have events, and yet, you know, do what's necessary. So the state of Indiana has come up yesterday, today, tomorrow, from 12 to 8, they're at Rural King. People can drive up. You don't even have to get out of your car to get a COVID test.
Nice.
It's a quick, rapid test, as well as people can be vaccinated. And we saw Pfizer, FDA approved.
Yep.
That should solve a lot of concerns and issues. They are offering the Pfizer out at Rural King, 12 to 8, drive up. You don't need an appointment. And so that we can have fun, we can do the Sunflower Fest, we can do these different events, because we have to continue to grow, continue to develop, be smart about it. And one of the things we're working on right now is budgeting. And the budget's coming down, giving us the opportunity to think of new ways to do things versus just saying cut, cut, cut. You know, we've already lost 25% of our revenue due to the property tax caps that I support. But for the future, to be sustaining, having a, I think we could be close to, for the first time, a structural balanced budget, thanks to Courtney Parthoon, our clerk treasurer. We're going to live within our means like everybody else does, but it also requires us to be take a new way of thinking how we do things and making sure those revenue generators in the city are self-sustaining. So whether it's Beechwood, whether it's the Civic, you got to treat it like a business, and we're excited about that.
I got a question. Maybe you can answer or not. We've been dealing with the construction here on Lincoln Way for most of the summer. Is there an end in sight? Are we going to get lines painted and all that fancy stuff?
Absolutely. And I think you'll see it. Hopefully, I think sometime, while I don't have the date, it is September.
Okay.
But that's the guess. Mm-hmm. Obviously, things happen. Construction changes.
Right.
Dates get pushed out. But yes. Are you excited about it?
Well, it seems like the west end of town that I use the most has been the part that hasn't been finished quite all the way yet.
Sure.
So, of course, the 4th of July, you had the fair, all these events. In construction, I get it.
Lake Fest.
The weather, that too. The weather didn't cooperate for part of it. So, yeah, I'm just kind of curious, because I thought it was supposed to be wrapped up a couple months ago. And I know you're not the state highway department.
Right.
But I figured maybe you got an inside track on it. And so,
thank you. I think we will see that in September. Also, if you haven't had a chance, you know, for years, and when I say years, I mean when I went to middle school, or it was junior high at the time, you know, when you'd walk to Kessling, you would walk on the road, the street.
Busy 18th Street.
Yes. Oh, and you see, thanks to the Healthcare Foundation of LaPorte, bless you, that now a kind of a trail for people to ride bikes, walk, adults, kids. It's in the process of being finished and very cool. Councilman Tim Frankie, as we call it, Frankie Highway, because he lives right there in Green Acres. You know, you can see the finished product getting close.
Is that going to be concrete or paint or
concrete?
Black? That's nice.
Yeah, oh, it is so nice. The white stands out. Like I said, if you go up Kingsbury Ave, you'll see the finished product, and then cut over on 18th Street. And we're fortunate that no one has ever, a child hasn't been hit, injured, and now we can get them over. But as well, bikers.
Is that going to continue walkers, to I Street? And it'll stop there.
Right.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay.
So you're going to have access health-wise to You know, go for a nice walk safely so you don't have to do it in the road. You don't have to jump back and forth to find the sidewalk.
Yes.
And I am so excited about that. And I just can't imagine where we would be without the Healthcare Foundation of LaPorte. So we're excited.
Great. Great things happening in all over the place.
It is, and if people would like to reach me as my time comes to an end, 363-7293 or Tom Dermody or City of LaPorte Facebook page. And again, exciting times, and that comes with change. New things, new committees, you know, just because people have been on it, it wasn't meant to be a lifetime. We're changing the focus on what committees are on. You know, Joe, thank God, I appreciate that she's on the Historic Preservation Board for us about education, promotion, and having fun. And I think you're going to see some new ideas coming out there to promote the historic value that we have in the city of LaPorte. So buckle up. It's coming. And just everybody have a great week, and we'll be ready to tie it up next Tuesday.
All righty.
Okay, yeah.